If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 for just a little while and verse 13. You pray for us tonight. Appreciate the good God of glory. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, by whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to preach tonight a little while. We see this picture here when Jesus took the disciples to Caesarea Philippi. And we've a very familiar passage, and we've preached it a time or two, I think, here. But the Lord was trying to look at a direction the Lord's led in our heart tonight. There's not a verse in Scripture that you could take, Brother Bill, and preach it in its entirety. Hey, there's no verse of Scripture that you take, amen, and just completely preach it out. There's always a little nugget that God can give you, amen. And I appreciate that. But as we look at this tonight, and we can see the Lord Jesus as He takes His disciples to that farthest point at the north end of Jerusalem. And they get up there at Caesarea Philippi, next to that place of Pan. The gods of this world were recognized and uplifted. And He begins to question His disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. I want to say, praise God, we need to nail it down in our hearts and our lives, who Jesus is. Amen. I will say, praise God, He's the great I Am. He is the God of glory. He is that ever-present help. Amen. If we could just nail down those three, praise God, we'd have all the help that we need in this world we live. We'd have enough encouragement, enough stability, and enough boldness, praise God, to stand up and stand forward in the world that we live in. We could just take a bull by the horn and say, praise God, with the help of the Lord, we'll be all right. Amen. But He begins to ask them, and He says, whom do men say that I am? They say, well, you know, some of them said you're Elias, John the Baptist, or Elias, and others, Jeremiah. He said, are one of them other prophets. And that's who the world says you are. I want to say, a whole lot of the world's still saying the same thing today. There's a lot of cults in this world that still say, well, you know, Jesus was a good man. Jesus was a just man. Jesus was Jesus was a precious Son of God. Amen. He came to earth, manifest in the flesh, praise God, bled and died for old sinners. That's who Jesus was. Amen. He was 100% man like me and you. Amen. And He was 100% God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He hurt. Hey, when he got hurt, He hurt just like we do. Amen. When he got tired just like me and you did, He got hungry just like me and you did. But praise be God, even in all that, He was still God. What are you saying, Pastor? I say He never did succumb to this flesh. He said, praise God, I'm just going to stay with my Heavenly Father. Amen. Hey, I want to say tonight, if we just stay with our Heavenly Father, we can do the same thing. Amen. We just got to realize where we're at. Amen. He goes on and he says, by whom say ye that I am? Now that's a good question we could ask ourselves tonight, Landon. Who do you say Jesus is? Amen. Who is this man Jesus to you? That makes you think, don't it? Amen. Brad, who is this man Jesus to you? Amen. Praise God. You know what somebody says? What's Jesus? They say, preacher, what's Jesus? I say, glory to God. He's my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer. Praise God. He bought me with a price. I wasn't worth nothing, but praise God, He paid an ultimate price. That's who my Jesus is. That's who God, that's who He is. He's God. Amen. He's my Lord, my Savior. Praise God. That's who. But the world today asks you, so who is this man Jesus? Who am I to you? Amen. He's my ever-present help. Amen. My ever-present, Brother Andrew, look, Miss Brenda, we need to pray for her. She's not doing good. She's doing having some something going on with her. But pray, God, you know what? We can lift her up to the Lord and say, Lord, God, we just put her in your hands. We trust in you, amen, to take care of this situation. Amen. 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 That's what we do. Amen. Amen. Because of who he is, praise God. I know who he is. I know what he can do. And we just lift him up, praise God. Yes. They said, who do you say I am? And Peter, praise God. Listen to what he says. He said, Peter said, thou art the Christ. Amen. Not a Christ. He said, thou art the Christ. The Son of the living God. Amen. He said, I know who you are, Lord. Amen. You're the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thou won't say, praise God, that's who Jesus is. Amen. He's never relinquished none of that. Praise God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's still the same tonight. Amen. Still sitting there, brother, but for me and you. Still an intercessor, praise God, at our behalf. Listening for us to speak to him, praise God, so he can send help. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. You know how you, Landon, you know how you realize who Jesus is? The Father in heaven helps you to realize it. He reaches down and touches your cold heart, praise God. And praise God helps you realize that you're just an old sinner in need of a Savior, praise God. And he points you to Jesus. Amen. He said, Jesus, praise God, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He said, flesh and blood. He said, that's the Father which is in heaven. And he said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Amen. A little stone. Amen. He said, Peter, you ain't very significant. What he was saying, Peter, you ain't very significant in this world. Amen. You may not be very big in this world. But God's going to use you, praise God.